The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, March 14, 2022. Cuba's media workers are celebrating their day this Monday in the context of the 130th anniversary of the founding of Patria newspaper by national hero José Martí at the request of patriots based in New York. Patria, founded in 1892, as its founder stated that to gather and love and to live in the passion of truth and unite Cubans and Puerto Ricans around the idea of independence is an ethical reference for the Cuban journalist immersed in the purpose of transforming the media model. Initiatives are being developed in all Cuban provinces on the Day of Cuban Press, in which outstanding workers from the different media are being distinguished. Cuba reported this Monday morning 620 new positive cases of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, and the Caribbean nation thus accumulates 1,077,405 infected since 2020. In a television press conference, the National Director of Epidemiology, Francisco Duran, explained that in the last week, the numbers of confirmed cases increased slightly with 3,829 until Saturday, March 12. However, in that same period, the number of deaths decreased to 3, half of those reported in the previous 7 days, the expert said. Since the start of the pandemic in Cuba, the total number of fatalities is 8,503. In Cuba, the total number of people recovered from this disease has reached 1,056,150 since 2020, a number that increased the day before with 453 discharges granted, Duran highlighted. Cuba is kicking off this week with these 61st National Oral Polio Vaccination Campaign for children from 1 month to 2 years, 11 months and 29 days of age. The vaccine will be also reactivated for 9-year-old children with one dose during the week, according to a press release issued by the Cuban Ministry of Public Health. According to the Ministry of Health, this vaccination campaign will be simultaneously carried out nationwide. Who recall that every year for 6 decades, the country has been vaccinating its population against poliomyelitis. Just by late February, the Pan American Health Organization asked the states and territories of the Americas to redouble their efforts to protect children against this disease. And in the international agenda, we have that Rodrigo Londoño, president of the Comunes political party, on Sunday highlighted the farewell to 27 Colombian youth who traveled to Cuba to study at the Latin American School of Medicine. Cuba is solidarity. Cuba is humanism, the political leader said when referring to the scholarships granted to 1,000 young Colombians by virtue of the peace agreement to study this career. The 27 youth traveled to Havana, where they will be included in the program of studies and practices of medicine, along with other Colombians who are already studying at higher levels. In 2016, after the signing of the agreement between the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia People's Army, FARCAP, and the government of President Juan Manuel Santos on behalf of the state, Cuba granted 1,000 scholarships so that the former guerrillas and the victims of the conflict can study medicine as a contribution to the peace process in this country. Meanwhile, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador confirmed that next May he will tour Central America and Cuba to strengthen bilateral ties and address the migration issue, among other topics. López Obrador said at his regular daily press conference on Friday that the tour includes Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Belize, and Cuba, and insisted on the importance of discussing the issue of migrants who seek to enter the United States through Mexican territory. He stressed the importance of promoting programs aimed at controlling the causes of migration, such as economic precariousness and lack of jobs. Precisely about collaboration between nations to end illegal migration, López Obrador reiterated the invitation to the United States to be part of these kinds of programs and other proposals, such as issuing temporary work visas after a study of the workforce needs. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.